Picture this. It's a Friday night in St. John's. You want to go out, but you're not in the mood to sardine yourself on the Confusion dance floor. Where do you go? The Geek Bar. Nestled upstairs at the back of the Rock House, with a prime view of George Street, you'll find a cozy room adorned with pictures and props from your favorite science fiction fantasy tales. And it all started as a happy accident, says Geek Bar owner Jody Bowen.
I am past the George Street club era. I'm in my 30s, and there wasn't really anywhere in St. John's that I wanted to go out and have a beer or sit down and have a good whiskey. And I actually took a job here bartending, and it was a great little space, but it was being underutilized. We would get one or two people in a night, so I stayed up 2 days in a row, and I wrote a business plan, and I approached the owners, and I said, you know what, I have zero capital, but I can scrape together all the nerdy stuff I got in my apartment. If you give me this space, let's give this a go. And that is how the Geek Bar started.
What was first supposed to be a 6-week trial has been going strong since day one. And its dedicated patrons will tell you why. The environment. Surrounded by board games from your childhood, free for the playing, and a bowl of popcorn delivered to your table, it makes for the perfect place for a pint and some Plunko. Patron Leah Keane says she likes what it has to offer.
I really don't like going downtown and being in clubs. I find them really, really overwhelming. So a Geek Bar is like it's a safe place, like a comfortable place to be able to go downtown and hang out with your friends.
The Geek Bar has become a safe haven for some of their customers that suffer from social anxiety and other mental health issues.
Well, for me, like, I really struggle with, like, overload of, like, sensory input. Like, if the music is too loud or there's lights or just, like, you know, a lot of stuff going on, I get really, really overwhelmed and anxious in those sorts of situations. Or being around people who are overly intoxicated, and going into the Geek Bar completely, like, alleviates all of that stress and anxiety.
Bowen couldn't be happier with her geeky community.
Our community is so positive and so respectful, and I think my favorite thing about the bar is when we have our regulars on the bar and new people come in, they actually make a point to walk over and introduce themselves. So it's like having one big family, and the feedback has been incredible.
Though patrons of the Geek Bar may be like a family, they are always welcoming newcomers with open arms.
When I started the bar, I wanted a space where I felt safe. The thing that's amazing about this space that I wasn't expecting was how loyal and how dedicated our regulars became in just seeing us grow and fostering the community and making sure that it is a safe place for everyone to come to. And that was something that I always wanted in my head, but I never saw it realized the way it has been.
If you need a safe space, you can find it in the Geek Bar, along with your favorite childhood board game, a fuzzy blanket, and some new friends. It may have started as one woman's wild idea, but it's changing the game one player at a time. This is Erica Yetman for Kicker News.